This is part of the 12 Days series by Basingstoke and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. For this time of Podpick Bingo, I'm trying read quietly. So, let's see how that works out. On the third day, Clark nodded and continued throwing corn to the chickens. "This isn't a social call," Batman said. "Sure it is." Batman frowned. John floated down from the second floor with the purring cat still in his arms. "Can't it wait?" John asked. "Yes," Clark said, and tossed the next handful of corn on Batman's boots. Three hens pecked at his toes. "Come in and have a cookie," Clark said. "I don't have time for cookies." "My mom's cookies," Clark said. "Not just any old cookies." John frowned. "The situation in your mind is not urgent, Batman." He stopped by for coffee and Christmas cookies. "I did no such thing." Batman was getting his glower on in earnest, but Clark wasn't bothered. "And get out of my head." John reached behind him with his foot and attempted to hook the screen door several times before turning his foot into an extra hand. Checkers was purring so loud Clark could hear her all the way across the porch. Clark tossed the rest of the corn, set down the bucket, and put his arm around Batman's shoulders. "Come on," Clark said. "Fetch me another setting, would you, dear?" Ma said. "I can't stay," Batman said. "Sure, Ma." Clark got Batman a mug, plate, and silver. And Ma poured the coffee and served everyone up a piece of apple pie for breakfast. Clark and John sat down. Batman lurked. Pa stirred his coffee and regarded Batman. "Well, sit down, son," he said, and Clark could hear Batman's heart skip a beat. But Batman sat down. "Thank you," he said. Maybe he did have some manners after all. Clark started in on his pie. John followed. After watching Clark for a minute, probably to see how to eat it, once Clark thought about it, he'd never actually seen the big green guy eat, though he would have to eat something, wouldn't he? Batman wasn't touching anything, even the coffee. Clark elbowed him. "What did you get the kids for Christmas?" Batman jerked and scowled like thunder. Clark smiled back. Batman actually hunched his shoulders to bring his whole body into it. Clark still smiled. And Batman gave up. "Motorcycles," he said. Clark grinned. "They must be having a blast." "They are." "I have never met your children," John said. "They're not exactly my..." Batman shut his mouth for a second. "They're good boys." "Incredible boys," Clark said. "How old?" Ma asked. Batman was visibly struggling with this. 21 and 15. "Oh my, nearly grown. But don't you worry, they'll always be your babies." Ma laid her hand in Clark's, and Clark squeezed it lightly. Batman's face was entirely still, even under the cowl, when Clark took a peek. "I guess they are," he said, and then he took a sip of coffee. "This is good." "Why, thank you," said Ma. The end.